Blog Talk Radio.
3:10. 5:5. Thank you for tuning in tonight. That was kind of wacky. So funny is, certain parts of this broadcast are computerized. So basically I preset certain things like the startup music and stuff. And suddenly, just after I hear a countdown that you guys don't hear, it's, 10, from 10 down to zero. And all of a sudden, it was crazy. Exactly at the point of the start of the show, literally, everything went crazy. Everything completely just started to go at once. So it was kind of funny. So I was just like, huh? What's that all about? So basically what I'm saying is, in fact, if a few things happen tonight that are a little off electronically, it's okay. Don't worry about it. One of the things I was going to try to do, and I wanted to start the show off tonight with this, is the blowing of the shofar. And I'll explain to you what that is. But I think what we'll do is we'll put that off just for a little bit. I have a couple of things I really want to talk about right now. And so I'm hoping that we can make all that stuff happen. Anyway, starting off basically with the fact that today is the 31st and tomorrow will be April 1st. So there's going to be some issues that are going on. And a lot of people there's some things that we all need to think about, and this is what I'm talking about specifically. We have bills coming up tomorrow in a lot of cases, rent and mortgage payments for one, and certain loans lots of times are due on the 1st. And I talked about this a couple of days ago, but it was brought to my attention to mention this again tonight, that it's probably a really good idea not to take anything for granted from your landlords or your mortgage companies, your banks, or whoever might cover your living facility bills right now. This is really important to think about. For instance, some people are in pretty good shape. They have savings available to be able to make their regular payments for right now until we know how long this is going to last. But there are some people who, especially in the food service business, that are paycheck to paycheck. And in some of these households, it's like a multiple household. So you might have the cook, the dishwasher, and one of the other wait people. They share a house together. That's three people who were laid off this, the last couple of weeks, have no job and no income. And all of a sudden, they don't have the tips that they might get on a daily basis, their cash flow. So they might have had to dig into their savings or part of the rent money that they stashed away. Unemployment checks are not all done yet. So some people have already started to receive a few benefits, but there are other people who couldn't, took several days to be able to get online and call in and get an account started. But even though you'll be back paid for time since you've been out of work, the process is a little bit longer. Now, they eliminated the waiting period, which is 1 week. So therefore, say you get approved today, more than likely you might receive funds as soon as the weekend, But what needs to happen is this. If you're just making your regular payments on rent or mortgage, then you're okay. But if you're a little bit worried, don't take it for granted. Even though there's been some things, law changes that have happened in Seattle, where they have a moratorium on rent payments, some mortgage payments. I'll talk to you about mortgage payments in a second. But the rent payments, what they've just basically done is they haven't said, okay, guess what? You don't have to pay rent for 3 months. What they've said is that you can't be evicted. You can't be asked to leave for non-payment of rent. So that means all, 5-day or 10-day evictions are basically, put in a holding pattern. It doesn't mean that eventually you might not you have to pay your rent. Now, some people are waiving late fees, which is good. I know the place that some friends that I know that rent, they have a fairly expensive rent to begin with, but then if they're one day late past the payment period, it's 10%. And if they don't pay that, and they don't pay it in 16 days after that, then they have a fairly strong chance of losing their house. Now, I'm talking about this because I don't know too many prep cooks, dishwashers, chefs even, in a lot of cases, that are financially independent. Most of the people I know, they pay their bills, but they work paycheck to paycheck. So what I'm suggesting is this. Tomorrow morning, dedicate the first part of the morning to contacting your landlord or a rental company and ask them what the story is. If you're okay to pay, great. If you can't and you need maybe to pay part of it or half of it, ask them if they can work that out. Maybe they can divide your rent instead of paying it all on the first. In most cases, it's not, you usually have a 5-day grace period. So, but, you know, time is going by so quickly right now, you can't take a day for granted. So they may let you pay half of it out of this paycheck, you know, what you have saved, and then the other half in 2 weeks. They may work with you on that basis. You know, whatever you can do to make yourself the most secure, if you think you're going to have a problem and you do have the rent already to be paid, I suggest to pay it, unless they'll allow you to do it. Now, every landlord is different. I know an independent landlord who happens to own the property and you're in contact with, if you're renting from the owner, will work with you probably better than the management companies who have 50 or 60 properties, and they're just representing their clients who are the homeowners. So it may be a possibility, but they also may say, okay, well, look, let me contact the owner and see what they have to say. Listen, what's going to happen, and I'm not being super negative about this, but probably more than likely within the next, couple of months, it's going to be a buyer's market again. There's a lot of people are going to lose their houses. I'm not talking about the sickness right now. We're all hearing the hard facts about that, but I'm talking about your houses. People may have to lose them. They may have to lose their rentals. But trust me, there's going to be, depending on where you live in the Northwest, especially in the northern part of the state on the islands and stuff, it's a renters and buyers market. So the chances are that they'll have somebody to take your place immediately unless you have a lease. So I just say don't take it for granted and not be a negative, but don't think that you're getting, unless you know for sure that your landlord or property manager is willing to do this for you, don't take it for granted and make a phone call tomorrow and check it out, okay? Now, as far as the mortgage companies, they've already made lots of announcements. They're cutting late fees. They're doing some suspension of payments. They're letting you, you know, they're giving you, no payments for 3 or 4 months. So you can call on that. Now, the other thing is the utility companies. Now, I just got a letter today from a company with a bill and said that during this virus outbreak, there'll be no disconnections or no late fees if, you know, you're paying, on a utility bill. And the same thing will go probably for the gas company. Now, I know for a fact the cell phone companies are not doing that. You got to pay your cell phone bills. Some of the internet providers are extending your payments. But I say be smart, ladies and gentlemen. If you have the amount of money to take care of all your normal bills right now and make sure you leave enough for just basic food and things like that, I say pay everything. This way you won't have that pressure. And then over the next couple of weeks, next month you'll have security of a place to stay, hopefully God willing longer, but at least you'll be able to make some decisions and some arrangements. All right, that's my spiel right now. Let me get somebody on the line right now, and I wasn't expecting her to come on, and I'm really happy she is. So let me bring her on right now. It's a surprise to me. I thought she was going to take a break. But Rhonda E., I see you over there.
Yep, I'm here.
All right, fantastic. Welcome. I was just starting the first part of the show basically to talk to people considering that today is the first day of the month. And I want to start tomorrow, actually. It's the last day of the month. I wanted people to make sure they make arrangements on their mortgages and their rent payments and things like that and not take anything for granted that the bills are still due unless you have a chance to talk to your landlord or their mortgage holder and find out if there are any delayed payments. A lot of people in the food service business and the cooks like yourself and your waiters and bartenders and dishwashers live paycheck to paycheck. Therefore, they're thinking, well, maybe I won't have to pay my rent this month. But, you know, I went over it for the last 10 or so minutes. So that's where I left it. And I wasn't expecting you to be on with us tonight because I know you talked earlier and you said you may not be. But how are you doing? I'm glad you're here.
I'm doing fine. I'm just getting myself ready to hunker in and call it a night.
Well, good. I'm glad you checked in with us, though, for sure. What I'm doing tonight is I'm just going to talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on, and then maybe just play a bit of music and some food bites, so people can sort of listen to some food talk and a little bit of music and just kind of roll into the same place that you're going, which hopefully is dreamland.
Yep. Yeah, no,
it's amazing.
Had one of those days getting things done like you're talking about, just trying to figure things out and put things together. I had this really pretty little quote, though, too, real quick that I would share, being just close to the evening and people probably getting ready to, you know, call it a day. This says, if you feel like you're losing remember that trees lose their leaves every year and they still stand tall and wait for better days to come. Just a little bit of an encouragement tonight. Sometimes we feel like we're losing everything, and understandable in an unknown factor for many people right now. Sounds like there are some things out there trying to make things a little easier or give you a little more time to plan or pre-plan. So that's good. For many people, that's not always the case. So anyway, just to encourage you, though, that you know, there are resources, and it's a lot of people right now. So there's a lot of people reaching out. So don't become weary or too frustrated with the process, because nobody anticipated or expected such an ordeal to occur. So just, you know, hang on to your hope, and reach out to places for extra help, whatever it is you may need. But just to know that, you know, you're not in this alone. You just are not.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm really happy that reactivated the show and you're part of it, because we're making sure that anybody that's listening is definitely not by themselves right now. And, you know, since we have two shows, what I thought about today, what I'm here for possibly this week, is our morning show will be talking about, you know, some of the facts of just what Rhonda E. was just talking about, some options and ways to get through it, you know, the technical stuff. And then, of course, we'll cover hopefully some of the spiritual stuff as well. And then in the evening, I thought that, you know, for this, you know, Romania, there's so much coming at you. By 9 o'clock at night, I think it's time to just entertain. So that's what the two of us are going to try to do for you. Well, I'm going to try to come up with some entertainment for you, since we're both sort of entertainers in our own right. Does that sound good, Rhonda E?
Yeah, sounds fine.
All right, a lot of excitement coming out of that. And I think that we'll be able to do some really good stuff. All righty, well, that's it. What would you like to say? Anything else, Rhonda E?
Well, I guess I just, you know, I just want to say that, you know, it's okay to be scared. As I read, you know, it's okay, because being scared means you're just about to do something really, really, really brave. So, you know, it's okay to feel what you're feeling, what you're going through. I guess I would just encourage you to say that fear is the word I keep hearing a lot the last couple weeks. But fear has two meanings. You can either forget everything and run, or face everything and rise. The choice is yours. So just, you know, to say to you, you know, that, you know, all this stuff that's going on is that that people are really, really, really trying to go hand in hand and help each other. I can see a lot of that going on right now. So we have a lot more people reaching out to help, encourage, educate, and do whatever they can in the process of what we're going through. So just want to encourage everybody on that level. I know we see a lot of bad, bad, bad news and bad media and stuff that's truth and honest right there in front of us. But just don't forget the good stuff in between it. Don't lose sight of you know, things that really are trying to hone in and helping families and helping people to process what's going on right now in this ordeal that we're all facing.
Yeah, it's very well said. Well, I was going to say one thing. some of the news that has happened today. One thought I want to do is I want to dedicate a song and play you a song in a second, and I'd like to dedicate it to the members of the U.S. Navy that are out in some of the big ships out in the sea, and just got some word that there's an aircraft carrier out in the ocean right now that has about, I think it's about 4,500 sailors on board that ship, and sadly enough, they have a small outbreak on the ship, and trying to come up with, you know, the best things to do and how to consolidate that. And, you know, this is the song that I'm hoping that, you know, will bring a little comfort to any of them that might be listening tonight on the internet. It's a song called Sailor, actually sung by Rhonda E., and music performed by the both of us. And we'll take a little break and listen to the song and send it out to all the sailors and all the people in the U.S. Navy, and for that matter, all the military out there that are doing everything they can right now to transport equipment and things to try to take care of all of us. Here it goes. It's called Sailor. Under starlight, whatever little song, All right. Well, we're working on the audio part of this. Again, it's a brand new dashboard for me here in the studio playing music. And so in some cases I check it and it was okay, but it may have a little bit of audio too loud or too low. So we'll get that right. Good job on that song, Rhonda E.
Thank
really,
you.
Really sounds, yeah, it sounds great. And I think it really, hopefully it, the sailors out there were touched by it. And you know, we got to do something. You know, that's why I thought really good things that we can do is give them some of the gifts that you and I have, as hosts have had, and little words and stories that might get people in a good frame of mind at this time of night. And, you know, by the way, and tomorrow I think we'll be opening up the phone lines because I want to get people on here. I want to have a conversation with a few different people. So if you happen to listen right now and you might be interested in giving us a call tomorrow during the show in the evening, we'd love to hear from you. And if it goes well, we may extend the evening show from 30 minutes to an hour. So we have lots of stuff to play around with and talk about. So it's just great. You know, even though the show has been existing for 8 years, believe it or not, it's been off the air for quite a while. But now that we've been back on, today is our 19th show. I didn't want to mention that too much because 19 is, you know, a number that's a little, you know, that number is going to stick in our heads forever. But, you know, it also could be a good omen as well, don't you think? You know?
Oh, yeah.
So we're hoping, you know, I think we have to look at it like that. You know? So that's what I know.
Don't last forever.
Exactly. Okay. So I'm glad that you're on the air with us tonight, Rhonda. You get a chance to get outside today for a little bit, I hope.
I did for a little bit. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did a little. Got outside with the dog for just a bit.
You notice stuff coming up in your yard?
Yeah, a few things, although my backyard is so muddy, it's hard to find anything coming up right now because my dogs have taken it over.
Well, I'm hoping that you still, even in the dog areas that they're not there, I'm hoping you're getting some beautiful things popping out of the ground. It's hard to believe it's tulip time. And how about you? Do you have any tulips at your place?
I have a couple in my front yard. Yeah, they came up probably just a few weeks ago before all this happened. Yeah, they're still up too. And some tulips on the other side that are coming up too.
Nice. Yeah, I don't have too many at this where I am right now, but I know there's some people we talked about yesterday are going to start doing the virtual tulip tour, which that should be fun. And for those of you who can't get out right now, you still may have a chance to see it, which would be really good. All right. Well, I hope that you have a good night. Thank you for taking time from your journey to rest to come on and talk to us for a little bit.
You guys have a good night, too. And once again, just encourage everybody to, you know, we're there for you. And, it's another day. It's another day, you know, with everything going on and we're all breathing. We're all here. Most of us can say that we are, you know, in a warm place with warm blankets and with loved ones. And for those of you that are on your own, there's somebody there that maybe you don't know who's, you know, praying for you tonight and hoping that things will get better, a little lighter, less heavy, and that you know that you are loved and cared for, even if maybe you don't feel it, you are. So just an encouragement for you tonight.
Thank you, Rhonda, because I know that some people are out there right now that are having a hard time, and those words of yours, I'm sure, has brought some comfort to everybody that is listening tonight. All right, then. Well, thank you for joining us, Rhonda E. And, you know, if you want, we still have about 5 minutes. I'm going to just kind of close with some information, but you're welcome to stick around until we're totally done here. But I wanted to let people know that if they want to get in touch with either of us, they could write me Chef Duarte. That's CHEF as in Frank, S as in Sam, TUARTO at hotmail.com. That's Chef Duarte. Again, CHEF as in Frank, S as in Sam, TUARTO at hotmail.com. Plus, if you tuned in late or you missed any part of this broadcast, you can just go right away to the Chef Suardo Show Foodomania site. Just put in blogtalkradio.com/Chef Suardo, and it'll take you right there. And you can re-listen to tonight's show or any of the shows that Rhonda and I have done over the last few days. And it's right there for you. There also is a phone number. I'll give this to you if you decide you may want to take a chance and call in tomorrow. Here it is. It's 516-387-1533. It's 516-387-1533. So that's how you can get in here, call us up and talk to Rhonda or talk to myself, and you'll be on the air with us. So that would be great. And if you have some ideas for show segments, just go ahead and email it to us as well, and then we'll take your ideas because we're going to be doing this for a while. Well, and I think maybe we can go out with one more song, which sounds really good. This is a song that I think is pretty cool and might be a really good way to end the night. And it kind of reminds me of a folky. Anyway, it's a really incredible original song by Rhonda E. And it's called Look At Me. And listen to the great vocals in the song. Rhonda E., thank you. I think this song will probably take us out, so we'll talk tomorrow on the air.
Sounds good. You guys take care. God bless.
Thank you very much for being part of the show. Here we go. This is Look At Me by Rhonda E. in Seattle.